It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Sounds like you have some information about safe driving.
With the summertime being out and lots of sunshine out there, it is also really important that we drive safely. Parsons Lake is a fun place for people to go out and camp and swim and fish. But we've also had to staff some additional officers out there because of just some reckless and crazy driving. It's all gravel road out there. And we've had reports of, I hate to say, some of our teenagers shooting around the curves and sliding down the gravel roads. And you can't stop as fast on gravel as you can on asphalt. We would not like to see anybody get run over while they're launching their boat or going for a swim. So if folks see that kind of activity, give us a call. It may take two or three or four times to have a police officer at the right time, at the right moment. Everybody always says when you need a police officer, they're never there. But when you don't want them, they're always around. If you call, that will help maybe turn that around a little bit. We'll be at the right place at the right time. It is a good time of the year never to leave your car unoccupied with the motor running, especially with children or animals inside, even with the air conditioner. Many years ago, I received a call as a patrol officer. There was a car that had a small child in it and a dog. The child had been able to knock the car into drive, and the vehicle, fortunately, was going around and around in circles. It took quite a lot of effort to try to get into a locked car that is moving at like 7 to 10 miles an hour going around and around in circles with a child in it. Now, we were able to do it, but I don't want to have to do that ever again. So make sure that we don't leave kids and animals locked up in vehicles. Of course, the other piece to that is we're seeing temperatures of 80, 90 degrees in the summertime inside a vehicle. That suddenly becomes 130, 140, 150 degrees. Kids and animals do not take that kind of a temperature very, very well for very long. Also, you don't want to leave packages and valuables visible in the car. That's always a theft issue that we try to get people. You know, put your valuables in the trunk of the car. It's kind of like having your own vault, you know, that can be locked up and keep things safe. And as you go out at night and you approach your car, make sure that you already have your keys in your hand and you're not fumbling with those in dark areas. You know, make sure that you have a secure hold of your purse, handbag, parcels while you're trying to open your vehicle. Again, the other piece is always be situationally aware. You might actually see something suspicious and help somebody else out just by doing that.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.